People often ask me whether something's constitutional. I often respond by asking what they mean. Our Constitution is only as good as the people handling it. Beyond that, it's a piece of paper that bends, folds, and tears. The Founding Fathers often referred to constitutional language as parchment barriers. All law is about prediction. What will the court or a judgment do, and will the president or the governors enforce what they decree? The 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments became meaningless for decades after President Hayes removed the troops from the former Confederate states. Brown really meant something when Eisenhower sent the troops to Little Rock. Sure, I think the Constitution should mean more. It should protect us, but I have only the power of argument. When I argue in the courts, I don't just tell them what I think is right. I argue in ways I think will influence the court I'm addressing. I learned that lesson years ago after writing a brief on behalf of several political scientists to explain an aspect of the First Amendment. We were only appearing as friends of the court, but our views carried the day on the Court of Appeals. One of the judges wrote that his reasons were well stated in our brief. Of course, I thought that judge was a genius. But though we won on the Supreme Court, the grounds of victory had nothing to do with our brief. Plaintiff's attorney crafted his argument to fit the specific concerns of the justices who would support our position. We eked out a 5-4 victory. But when those justices left the court, it was quietly overruled. It all depends. Republicans pronounce that sympathy is no part of law, but then where is justice? They claim bound to follow only ancient dictionaries to tell us how 2-century-old language should be read now, assuming the ancients wouldn't lift a finger about our problems. Or they claim to rely on precedent. But precedent isn't self-justifying. We distinguish the authority of Brown versus Board of Education from the horror of Dred Scott or Plessy versus Ferguson because Brown accurately stated enduring values, and the others didn't. That's a judgment about decency and has nothing to do with balls and strikes. This isn't a baseball game. Language interpreted without decency and humanity slanders the people who wrote and adopted it. Nominees hiding behind precedent hide their heartlessness behind smokescreens and deny the obvious, that their values or lack of them will determine how they see and shape the law. Gorsuch couldn't tell you that because his sense of good and evil are far from what most Americans would accept. So he and his supporters rely on empty jargon about precedent. But judges exercise judgment about precedent just as they do about language. That's why we need judges with good judgment, not judges claiming to be logicians with computers who derive answers automatically, unthinkingly, and without reference to consequences. That refusal to care is the bastardization of law. When Justice Blackmun protested a decision that left no one responsible for the helplessness of a small boy, he wrote, quotes, "Poor Joshua," with understated eloquence. Poor Joshua indeed. Law, like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, needs a heart.